Did you order a combo? Combo comes with just about anything you want. You will find out more about that in a moment, but let's welcome Red Beans and Rice Combo.
Good times, good times. my baby since then. I'm calling all calls. I gotta find my baby. I got a tip for I don't mean maybe. Went around the corner to see my friend. I asked if he'd seen her, if he did, tell me when. He said he saw her last night at Club Sam. And she was with another man. Calling out calls. I gotta find my baby. Oh, calling all calls, I gotta find my baby. I said, come in, Joe, I got a 10 for a don't mean maybe. Baby, since then, calling all calls. I gotta find my baby. Oh, calling all calls. I gotta find my baby. I said, come in, Joe. I got a 10 for don't mean maybe. Calling all calls. I got a 10 for I don't mean maybe.
There you've got the red beans and rice combo. Wayno doing the vocals on that and a harmonica, but not at the same time.
Right.
I was thinking about
that yet. No.
For a moment. Tom Roberts on piano and Dave Klug on drums. Who decided to put this band together?
Wayno.
That was me. Yes, it's all my fault.
I'm glad you did. You guys sound great. The first song was a drag. Was it Vipers?
Blue Drag.
I almost played Blue Drag before. That's really funny.
Wow.
I almost played Blue Drag
CD or from the...
No, from a different artist, and I can't... From John Jorgensen. I almost played it, and I said, no, I'm not going to play this. I want to play something a little different, and that would have been really odd.
It would have been very awkward.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't stop us.
But you don't expect Blue Drag to get played twice by two different groups. Your new CD is great.
Thank you.
CD is called Let the Joy Begin.
Yes.
And you couldn't ask for a better title. Every track's a winner, and it's fun. It's just fun. To listen to.
Thank you. It's fun to be in the band. That's why we enjoy it.
So, Wayno, what prompted you? Was it a dream, a vision, a bet?
Well, Dave and I had a previous, we were in a previous band together, a five-piece that disbanded. And I met Tom at a theater where he was presenting the biography of James Booker and performed before the film or after, I forget. But anyway, once I heard him play, I decided that that's the guy we need to team up with. And we decided to stick to a three-piece because three schedules to coordinate instead of five.
And it's a three-piece combo, so
yeah,
less calories.
Well, right. That's right. So you get the coleslaw or the fries, but not both. Or maybe you get both. I don't know.
We like the biscuit.
The biscuit.
The biscuit is good.
That's how we roll.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. You'll certainly rise with lines like that. You'll do just fine. Actually, Randy and Polly are really enjoying the show today. They're in Punxsie, Emlinton. They're cooking brisket right now, listening to you guys.
Oh, my.
Oh.
They wrote a moment ago, and that's, you know, it doesn't get much better than that, actually.
I can almost smell it.
Yeah. So you guys, you released the album at the Elks not too long ago, right?
That's right.
And it's been out. Again, it's called Let the Fun Begin.
Let the Joy
Begin.
Let the Joy Begin.
I was going to say, it's like Let the Good Times Roll. But
well, it's a line from a song.
Saturday Night Fish Fry.
Right.
Ah, Louis Jordan's song.
Yeah, which is in our repertoire. It's not on the CD, so you have to come and see us live to hear
exactly.
that.
It would take up most of the CD.
It's seven verses for Wayno to sing.
Do you do the spoken or do you sing it?
It's kind of halfway. Yeah. It's midway.
It's a great song.
It is a great song.
And it can be really long. I've heard 7-8-minute versions.
That's ours.
Yeah. Well, let's hear another song. I want to be sure we get lots of music in. It's 11:30. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing it. Red Beans and Rice Combo are here. We put a picture of them on Facebook, but more importantly, a link to them. So that you can, you know, find out how to get their CD, where they're appearing next. We'll talk about both of those things, too, after the next song, which is what?
This is Mardi Gras in New Orleans. It's also known as Go to the Mardi Gras. It was a kind of a staple that was written by Professor Longhair.
Who's going to be 100 this year.
Had he
lived. This is the centennial.
December 19th. And this features Tom in his persona as the Spring Hill Canary. So the song starts off with some whistling.
Ah, yes. The whistling on the album is nice.
That's me.
Very nice. It's very good.
I know. I spend a lot of time practicing.
Hang back.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Don't get too close to the mic.
Oh, exactly. Ready, boys?
Show you what the carnival's for. Well, get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans? Well, get your ticket in your hand. You wanna go to New Orleans? When you get to New Orleans, somebody'll show you the Zulu King. You'll meet the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumaine. You know you'll meet the Zulu King down on St. Claude and Dumaine. Down by the old auditorium, that's where you'll wait to hear the band. We'll be right back.
Tom got through it. All that whistling, I liked it. That's not easy to do. Can you hum and whistle at the same time? There's.
It makes there a, he goes. A laser kind of.
Right.
Yeah.
It becomes weaponry.
Actually, a bunch of cars just had trouble in doing that. What a great song. And where are you guys playing? Anywhere soon?
Yes. December 15th, we're going to be back at the Elks Lodge on the north side for our holiday spectacular. And we're happy to report that we will again have Rick Seeback as our special guest.
Lovely. Yes, Rick is back home again.
He is. And he assures us that he'll be back on his feet. And so midway through the show, we don't know what Rick will do exactly. I know it'll include a performance of A Visit from St. Nicholas. And but he always brings something else, you know.
Rick always
prizes
something else.
He had such an amazing, it was just, he had so many wonderful things last year. And
well,
it really made it.
He's doing his Barstools of Pittsburgh special soon, where he'll be, no, I'm making that, you took me seriously, didn't you?
Well,
yes.
I expected, it was like, what? He didn't ask me to write the music for that one?
No, Rick's listening. Rick has been solving puzzles, and I'm just glad, if you didn't know, Rick fell and was in rehab for a while, but he's back and doing well.
Severed his quadricep tendon, just like I did.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. We are both brothers in the severed quadricep tendon club.
It's easy for you to say.
I know.
So, Dave, I don't, you know, we haven't met, I don't think, before today.
No.
So I'm just curious, tell me about yourself, where you're from.
I'm from Northeast Pennsylvania originally, from a little town called Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania.
Okay, you're not from Northeast, which is a town in
Northwest.
No.
Okay. It's
the true Northeast.
By Wilkes-Barre, Scranton area, you know. Been in Pittsburgh since 1983. You know, found a lovely girl, got married, have kids. My career is here. I have all my bandmates here. I've been playing drums ever since I was 13, I think.
Woo! What
and
brought
now
you?
I'm an old guy.
What brought you here?
Yeah, we sat next to each other in second grade.
Are you serious?
No.
Art school.
Maybe if you were the teacher, but I. what brought you? Art school.
Brought me here. Yeah. So I'm a freelance illustrator, and that's kind of how I know Wayne.
I would
Wayne
imagine.
Was a cartoonist.
Yes, Wayno. Wayno is that Wayno, who is one of the most clever. It's nice to see this side of you, too, but Wayno is a brilliant artist and cartoonist.
Thank you.
That will make you. It's always fun to think when you're looking at art, right? To really think. And that's what Wayno will do. So look for his work. And, you know, I don't know, are you a native Pittsburgher?
I am. I've lived in Pittsburgh all my life except for about the first month. So I was actually born in Tennessee.
That's like me. I was born in Cleveland.
It was strange.
But my parents brought me here young enough that I can be a native.
Yes.
What neighborhood did you grow up in?
In Robinson Township.
Ah.
So out in the, it was more farmlandy.
Boy,
back
howdy.
Then.
Yeah. It's
yes.
Way different. And Thomas is here, Mr. Roberts.
That's right.
And a Pittsburgher who flew away and came back, right?
Right.
I'm trying to remember your neighborhood. I should know.
Where I live now?
Oh, I know where you live now in Spring Hill, but where did you grow up?
I grew up in Swiss Elm Park.
Ah, thank you. That was bugging me. Yeah. And you spent lots and lots of time in New Orleans. This has got to be like making you feel like you're back at home.
It, you know what? This is I've done a lot of cool stuff, and this is definitely the most fun I've ever had musically.
Aw. That's
and
great.
And you know what? I love these guys. These are my brothers.
That's right. We are brothers in beans.
Brothers in beans, brothers
yes.
in combos. Not brothers in the quadriceps tendon, or
no.
Is that what it was? But no, you guys are really cooking. You sound great together. Now, that album is called Let the Joy Begin, and you can find that, I'm sure, just about wherever you would like to or download it.
Yeah. So
well, you can't find it at stores because there are no more stores.
There are no more. No. What's a record store?
Yeah.
Well,
actually,
know.
Are in a couple of local stores. We're at the Get Hip record store on the north side.
Ah.
And we have some discs at Orbis Cafe in Mount Lebanon, which is kind of one of our haunts where we often perform, and all the usual, you know, downloadable sites, and I think you can listen on YouTube and Spotify and, you know, all that,
support
all that modern
these guys.
Stuff.
Yes, consider supporting these guys because it doesn't just happen. You know, the life of luxury that musicians lead still needs to be.
If we sell three more CDs, we get to have lunch today.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know which got the more puzzled look, the Rick Seeback Barstool special or what or the life of luxury.
I think that Barstool special is pretty plausible.
Rick is sitting there saying, wait, this is a great idea.
It's a great idea. Dibs on the area. Great area rugs and vestibules.
That would be a heck of a good show.
Rick's going to kill me. I'm not going to say no more of this. Red Beans and Rice Combo is who you are enjoying. They're all wound up with some more music to play. What do you want to do
next? This is a tune that is adored by children everywhere. In fact, we have a little group. They're probably listening in right now from Mount Lebanon. Margot, Clara, and Adam. They're actually going to be the Red Beans and Rice Combo Junior. There's times when I'm over there teaching them, and they'll bust into many of the songs, some of the songs that are maybe not appropriate for elementary school kids to be singing, like Who Drank My Beer While I Was in the Rear, and things such as this. But they're working up their own little version of this tune, and this is one of their favorites. It's called One Meatball.
Yeah, this is on me to start, isn't it?
Great song popularized by Josh White. And, you know, Josh White Jr. has been here And he calls his dad the old man. And he loves, because here's the song the old man played all the time. And it's a...
We learned ours from Josh White's version.
Did he? The old man does a good does a good job.
Yeah, he was kind of an American treasure.
Yeah, sure. and people look up Josh White. If you don't know Josh White, there's Josh White Jr. and then his dad, both great people. Josh White Jr. is doing great work, bringing music into detention centers and prisons, and
fantastic.
Just working with folks. Red Bean, the Red Beans and Rice combo. There's a "the" in there, right? The.
And there's a combo in the end.
Yes. Yeah. Right. It's red, not Red Beans and Rice. The Red Beans and Rice combo, which is important. And there's three of them to make up the combo. I like that, though. You think combos come in threes. Great things come in threes.
Yeah.
It could be the Red Beans and Rice triangle.
No.
We always set up in a wedge also, just so you – that's what we do. We do set up in a triangle when we play.
Yeah, I like it. A lot of folks are writing to say how much they are enjoying listening to you. Ron in Edgewood just said hello, and I'm sure he's enjoying something lighthearted today, and I'm glad, Ron, you are. Thanks for checking in. December 15th is the next official show at the Elks, and you
Correct.
Can also look that's the Allegheny Elks on the north side. You can look for their CD wherever music is
wherever fine coffee products are sold.
Yes, wherever wherever everything is sold.
Right. Yeah, it's sold where that place where everything
is. Yes, it's sold wherever everything is sold.
Yes.
We've got time, I think, well, for two or three more. Definitely two. Maybe three, if you got it. We have about 8 minutes. It's probably two. We have about eight minutes
Tom,
of radio
you
time.
Call the last two here.
Well, let's do Your Mind Is on Vacation.
Moses Allison.
Yeah.
We'll close up with
chicken
or
such. Chicken ain't nothing. Oh.
I just want to do such a night. I'm going to be quiet. I'm just the drummer.
I'm not going to vote.
So see, we're going to do Your Mind Is on Vacation.
Let's do
chicken. Let's do the
chicken
for the end.
Chicken
is
and chicken ain't. Chicken ain't nothing but a
chicken ain't nothing but a bird.
You're just making me. You're playing all my favorite songs.
All right, good. Very good.
We want to make you hungry.
I know.
Exactly. We're trying to kill time till that brisket gets delivered.
I know. Really. Well,
then your mouth's really working overtime. What's that
one,
sound?
A two, a one, two, a three.
You sitting there yakking right in my face. I guess I'm gonna have to put you in your place. You know, if silence were golden, you couldn't raise a dime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. You're quoting figures and dropping names. You're telling stories about the dames. You're overlaughing when things ain't funny. You're trying to sound like you're big money. You know, if talk was criminal, you would lead a life of crime. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime. Life is short, talk is cheap. Don't be making promises that you can't keep. You don't like this little song I'm singing, just grin and bear it. All I can say is if the shoe fits,
let's wear it. And if you must keep talking, please try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.
Written by the great Ms. Allison and sung really well by Wayne over there. That's a great, great song. If you haven't heard it, Ms. Allison is interviewed by the piano jazz show, Marion McPartin.
Yes.
And the conversation between the two of them is amazing. It's still, it's still online. And Ms. Began as a chemical engineer in school, just like me.
Really?
Yeah, he did. He only lasted a semester, and I never knew that about him until I listened to the two of them talking back and forth. It was really
That must be where he got the basis to write
for your molecular structure.
I'm sure he did.
Yes.
Actually, I miss him.
He's very clever.
He came to Pittsburgh quite a lot in the 90s, early 2000s. I think he had a daughter that was going to school here.
I saw him at one of those shows, and, you know, there aren't many shows. I mean, it's always great to hear music, but seeing him was like, I was like a, I can't even explain it, just in awe of being as close to him as I had a chance to be.
We love him.
He is. These guys are the Red Beans and Rice Combo. Their album is called Let the Joy Begin. You can look for it wherever you look for music, and I hope you'll continue to follow them. Aren't they fun? Dave Klug and Wayno and Tom Roberts. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for having us.
And we need to have you back.
We will be back.
And they're gonna get the last word here with The Last Bird, I believe.
Right. The Last Bird. This tune is from the CD, and it's called A Chicken Ain't Nothing But a Bird. Ain't nothing but a bird. Oh.
I don't want to stop, but we have to. The red beans and rice combo. Gosh, you're cooking. You're playing all the songs I love, too. And that album, I think, has every single song you played on it today, right?
They're all on there.
Indeed. Yes. So look for the album called Let the Joy Begin.